What's up, Flomies? I hope you're having an amazing day. I am headed to the Mesquite Rodeo, where I'm going to compete on Baby Flo. She is my horse. If you are brand new here to these podcasts, I am a horse chick that competitively barrel races. I do it a lot less now than I used to competitively because I've got a lot of other things going on at the same time. Next year that may change a little bit for me, but if you're new here, basically I'm a business owner, an entrepreneur, someone that has been through a lot and just decided to change my own life. And I've found a lot of success in that. And I feel like there's a lot of things that school just doesn't teach us that I want to help tell people, spread my knowledge. It's here, it's free, and it's worth every penny. So I hope that you enjoy these podcasts. If you do, please subscribe. If you want to catch like more of a full version of what I'm like, put a face to the voice, go to youtube.com/Fallon Taylor or follow me on the gram at Fallon Taylor 2. I'm excited that you're here with me. Let's get this party started. Okay, so I don't really plan out my podcast at all. All I do is on my commute, as I drive, I just let my thoughts kind of wander. And when they kind of land on something, I'm like, I wonder if anybody feels this way too. Based on your feedback, which I love. You can hit me up on Instagram, hit me in the DMs, on Twitter. I love emails. When you guys hit me up, like the amount of feedback that I get is so overwhelming and you have no idea what it does back for me. So if you're wondering, you know, if this has done you any good and you want to like give me just a high five back, sharing it on your Insta story is something I'm totally addicted to. Sharing it and your emails or your DMs, like living for that right now. So something I was thinking about today is I obviously am not numb to all the negativity in the world or when people have an opinion about myself. I see the things and I just think, man, it kind of like immediately what it makes you think is like, I have lost faith in all of humanity. And you can go down this whole thing if you know anybody that's very into politics or people that are very into sports or people that are very, whatever it is that they're passionate about. If you get them on the wrong subject, you will hear these people just go down the rabbit hole of this country just isn't the same, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it just like you can hear people just going completely down the rabbit hole of like, I hate this person. This is all the things that this person has done, blah, 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 blah. And what I immediately like, my mom has always told me, don't let it change your character. You know who you are. You know how strong you are. You know what you feel. You know who you wake up and are. You know who you go to sleep and you are. So, you know, let it ride. And I was thinking in your life, how many of these people around you have made you lose faith in humanity? And I want to bring it back because I want to talk about something that's very important. This is not a laughable matter. There are so many people, because so many young people are exposed to so many opinions these days, and they're subject to not only their friends at school, but everything that they see online. It's up to us to not do these types of things because mental health issues are real. People's insecurities are real. People are hurting and they're lashing out. And I don't want you to lose faith in it. I don't want you to lose faith in, like, if you have somebody that's very politically driven. I remind them all the time when people talk to me about, well, it's not the same. And just this place, I just don't even know what's happening with whoever the president is or whoever the whatever is. And I'm like, have you forgotten that we live in the most beautiful place on earth with so many opportunities? We are in such a prime location to make our dreams come true, to chase some wild passion, to be able to work harder and put more money in our bank account. It's a beautiful place that we live in. And I'm not trying to just like ignore all the bad and throw rainbows and puppies around and, you know, tell you to hold hands and sing kumbaya. What I'm telling you is we are so fortunate. Take yourself one trip to a third world country and walk around for a minute and then tell me how much you care about what someone's saying about you on Facebook or what someone's saying. And tell me how you can positively change someone for the better instead of stewing on something that's happening to you or happened to a friend or happened to whatever, just think about it for a second, because there are hurt people that are hurting people, and I still care about those hurt people. And I want you guys to take and think about that for a second. Like, take a step back and just go, wait a minute. There could be something underlying here that's so huge. And I'll just let you guys know, the amount of emails I get per day is a lot. I get a lot of messages, and I do my best. And I hope that if you've messaged me, I've done my very best to get back to you. I know a lot of people maybe think that I have like an autoresponder or a something, but I legitimately, if you message me, you DM me, you hit me up on Twitter, I try my best to repost. I try my best to answer. I try my best to email you back. But what kind of provoked this conversation is I get several emails a day about, I've hated your guts before, and now, you know, you've changed my life for the better in some way, you know, whatever. And I just want you guys to know kind of the backstory. It's like having an ex. How many of you guys know that you dated an ex, you guys really, really liked each other, everything was going great, you fell in love, whatever. Some person messed up, some person, in actuality, it was just, you guys grew apart for whatever reason. It just didn't end the way you wanted it to. Breakups are breakups for a reason. And you guys went your separate ways, and then you immediately started to bash the other person, you know, just, oh, I can't stand him, blah, 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 blah. And then how many times have you or the other person gotten really lonely and really thought about all the things you said and did? And you got to a place where you shot out a text, or that person texted you and said, this really sucks, I'm sorry, what do you think about us working this out? Because if you're a chick, you know that there is a rule. It is hashtag they always call. And if you've ever been in a dating relationship, if you are really young listening to this, you'll be in a relationship, the boyfriend will dump you. You will think no one else in the world will ever love you again. You think that your life will cease to exist. You're never going to be able to go on. Everything in your world is going to crumble and fall. And then right when you've gotten over it, like right when you're through the woods, maybe you're ready to date again. Maybe you've really found yourself. Maybe you avoided cutting all your hair off and changing your name. Like maybe you got through pretty unscathed. And then here comes this son of a gun again. And he shoots you a text and he pushes all the right buttons, and you're like, no, 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 self. You know where this road leads. It's kind of like that. And so I have to tell you guys, social media makes it where we do things that we can really regret. Words really hurt. Like, all of those things really hurt. But I've gotten in the past month 6 really great emails, and maybe it's been 60 days of, either people that I'm a huge fan of, that may even be listening to this podcast. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was a thing. And you saying that I've changed your life in some positive way is so beautiful and so empowering. And I'm so proud of that moment. And then other people that I've seen be, you know, really hateful toward me online, and then come to me and go, hey, I just want to let you know, I apologize for that. I see, you know, I have some perspective. I've grown. I've done a little growing. I'm a little bit, I mean, I got a message this morning. I get, you know, 5 to 10 of these a day, but like 3, 4, 5 of them really stick out of like, I just wanted to let you know, I've matured. Here's some things that happened. You know, I really hope we can move forward. And I just want to let you guys know, going forward with your lives and your careers and your passions, to take a moment, take a deep breath. You don't have to respond to everything. The people that love you are going to love you. The people that hate you are going to band together and hate you. It's how it goes in life. And at some beautiful moment, maybe that person steps back in and goes, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And you can go, it's okay. I didn't harbor a lot of resentment for that. I didn't harbor a lot of anger. I was busy. I was busy doing my thing. I was busy going after my stuff. I understand that hurt people are hurting people, and I get that. So I just want you to dig deep and think about those mature places where, you know, it's very easy in a moment to band together and do whatever. It's It's very easy to do that. It's very hard to stand up, look forward, not be distracted, put your blinders on, and keep one foot going in front of the other. That's the hard thing. That's the admirable thing. Those are the people that stick out to me. So whatever you're going through today, whatever that you feel alone in, I want you to know that these moments and hashtag they always call can happen to you. It can happen where you really, really feel that you're alone in that moment, that you can't get out of this, that this person, you need to stand up for yourself, that you've got to do all these things. And I want you to instead just like take a big deep breath. One of my friends introduced me to yoga, and I will never forget that. And I appreciate her for that, because getting into yoga was not that I'm just like way off left field, a complete yogi, because I'm not, but just taking that moment to like meditate and get really centered and just be in this moment. Like, can I help somebody right now? Is that more important than me going inward and fighting invisible monsters in my head? Couldn't I do something more worthwhile with my time that later on will feel better? And I'll wait for the email later on of, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. Or, oh crap, I just want to apologize. It doesn't make you feel any better. If you know that you did the right thing in the moment, you don't need someone to do that for you. So don't wait for the boyfriend to call. Don't wait for any of those kind of emails or correspondence. Just be in that moment and make the best decision you can in that moment, because I refuse to believe that this country is so bad. I refuse to believe that people are so bad. I refuse to tarnish my view of humanity. And I want to believe in those good moments. I want to believe in the good people doing the amazing things. I want to believe in those moments. And it's okay for me to live in La La Land and believe that people are not sitting around scheming and being gross. So I want to relieve you of that moment. I hope that this podcast really touched you in some way, because it's really just what's on my heart this morning. And I have a really hard time. All my friends are like, listen, you need to open your eyes to certain things. And to some things, I really do. But to other things, it's like, man, I just refuse to believe that anyone can be that nasty. You know, like whether you believe in God, Buddha, whoever, it doesn't matter. I just don't believe that we were created for that purpose. So I just kind of refuse to believe it. And I just hope that this kind of resonates within you, so that whatever you're going through, you can kind of be like, I feel you on that. Like, okay, I got that. I got the memo. If this touched you in some sort of a way, or if you hated it, let me know either way. I'm open to it both ways. Hit me up on my email, on my DMs, on Instagram, which is Fallon Taylor 2. I live for you guys sharing your favorite podcast on your Insta story and mentioning me. I really, really love that. And if you are interested in a brand deal with one of my companies, I want to challenge you to make some gorgeous content. I mean, make some beautiful stuff, because if you make some beautiful stuff, I guarantee you that I will share it. Hopefully you'll get some followers from that. Hopefully you'll get some recognition. I would love that for you. So if you loved it, let me know. If you hated it, let me know. I love you guys. Have an amazing rest of your day.